Measuring impact is an extension of your strategy. It should tell you whether you're going in the right direction. As Lewis Carroll puts it in Alice in Wonderland, "Would you tell me, please, which way I ought to go from here?" "That depends a good deal on where you want to get to," said the cat. "I don't much care where," said Alice. "Then it doesn't matter which way you go," said the cat. "So long as I get somewhere," Alice added as an explanation. "Oh, you're sure to do that," said the cat, "if you only walk long enough." With any employee network strategy, we're likely to get somewhere. But is it where we wanted to be? Being able to set and take measurements is how we can answer that. Start by asking, what were the expectations of your network, and did you fulfill them? You may have come short, met, or exceeded them. Any result is an opportunity to learn, then re-strategize. That understanding is crucial in measuring impact. It's not a yes or no result, it's part of a cycle. Look to your current strategy. What goals did you set yourself? Are they still valid? Do your measurements here include a mix of quantitative and qualitative information? Are your measurements unique to your network, or can they be benchmarked with other internal networks, or across an industry or region? What methods of collection were you able to use? Surveys, focus groups, employee data, grievance reports? Now, you may not be able to answer all of these yet, but they're considerations as you grow the capability of your network measurements. As employee networks, you will not be expected to solve the issue of monitoring diversity, inclusion, and engagement, I hope. But you will be expected, like any other work project or employee, to understand this issue broadly, and then specifically demonstrate the impact of your activities.